Mason Vera Payne.
Remute is a DJ from Hamburg, Germany. He releases music commercially through the methods of unusual formats like floppy disks, Sega Genesis cartridges, and Super Nintendo game cartridges. His latest album is called Electronic Lifestyle, and it's actually released on a PC Engine Hue card. Thank you for joining me today, Remute. Tell me, what is your musical style?
I make techno music, but with a strong emphasis on the technological aspect. So, let's say I make technologic music.
I love how you use old technology. How did you come up with the concept to integrate this into your music?
I like the beautiful simplicity of old technology. You really have to work with limitations, and working with limitations is something that is really good for the creativity. You really have to focus on some essential ideas and try to come up with something.
Tell me about your latest release, Electronic Lifestyle.
My new album, Electronic Lifestyle, will be released in March and comes exclusively as a Hue card for the PC Engine console. It's the first release on a Hue card ever, and really proud of it.
This album is on a PC Engine, and in other places it's also called a TurboGrafx-16. How long did it take you to record the album and upload it to the Hue card?
Oh, the making of this album was a very bumpy road, and I think it took me really several months to finish this album, and it was very tricky to compress all the data to fit on a Hue card because there's so little space on it, and you really have to improvise and do some magic, but in the end, I'm really happy that it worked out at the end.
Did you have any help in the process?
For Electronic Lifestyle, I worked with some very good people. We did some very good teamwork. There's Moose, who is a very acclaimed demo scene coder. He's responsible for the player, for the code, for the sound engine of the album. And there's Alien. He's a very talented graphic artist who is responsible for all the beautiful pixel art you can see in the album. And last but not least, we have a PCB designer who made these Hue cards. It's Mr. Tentacle, and he made the Hue cards. They are custom made, they're handmade, and they're very special. And so I was really happy to have such a cool team with me.
As of right now, what's your favorite console?
That's a tough question. I'm a really huge console and game collector, not only retro games, but also current generation consoles. But yeah, if I have to decide, probably my most favorite console of all time is the Neo Geo, because it's so over the top. It's so, yeah, you can call it almost decadent, but it's just timeless art, and I think people will enjoy the Neo Geo games in 1,000 years from now.
Is there any console you haven't done that you will do in the future?
Yeah, there are still some consoles left. I will release another 2 albums this year. Can't tell too much about it, but they will both be in the 8-bit dimension.
What are some other projects you have in the works?
I always work on new music. Every day, every night. Basically, I never stop. But besides that, I'm also working on a game soundtrack, and this is something that will be very interesting.
Thank you, Remute, for joining me today. Electronic Lifestyle is available now. Visit remute.org for his latest releases and upcoming projects. That is remute.org.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.